Well, in the wake of the G20, America's been left isolated and without influence. So it begs the question, America does still matter, but does it matter as much? Former Foreign Minister and New South Wales Premier Bob Carr, are we seeing America losing its influence?
Yes, we are, but it still remains very influential. America's chosen to stay out of global leadership, Bill, on a couple of fronts, and they're hugely important. One is leadership on climate change.
Yeah.
He's out of the Paris Accords. Well, that means that's a whole area of international policy where America's not sitting at the table.
So rather than trying to work with Trump, world leaders are figuring out how to work around him. How isolated is he?
Yeah, Angela Merkel, for example, who's described in the Financial Times recently as the leader of the free world. Remarkable. The Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany being described as the leader of the free world because she embodies better than Trump the values that unite the free world. A belief in democracy, respect for one another in the world community, the use of multilateral institutions like the UN, World Trade Organization, action on climate change. Who would you say embodies these interests and values best?
Yeah.
Donald Trump or Angela Merkel? So that's very interesting. But you take her position as the leader of Germany. Obama said these last months, Germany's our best friend. Trump has roughed her up. Trump has attacked her because of the success of the German economic engine, their success in exporting to America the goods that American consumers want. He's attacked them for that because Americans are buying German products and saying this is wrong. We shouldn't have a trade imbalance with you. Well, if America's going to limit its relations to countries that buy more from them than they buy from it, then it's a very funny way to make foreign policy.
So you're a student of American history, Bob. How damaging is this isolationism going to be from long term?
Well, you put your finger on it. Countries are trying to work around it. That means ignoring the firestorm of Twitter messages and dealing with relatively respected advisors and cabinet officers like General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, for example, or McMaster, the general who sits in the White House advising him on national security. So dealing with these people, ignoring his outbursts and his anger and his tweets is one strategy. But in the end, a president is going to be calling the shots. So it is deeply worrying. And I don't think he's lost anything when it comes to his electoral college majority.
Yeah.
The majority that got him there.
Yeah.
So I think we're looking at an 8-year presidency.
Really?
And I think the prospect of an impeachment in the House of Representatives followed by a conviction in the Senate is a bit of a liberal fantasy.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there. And I think this extended nervous breakdown by America is going to represent a long-term impairment. America won't go back to its old ways after the Trump experience.
I'm talking with Bob Carr. Bob, where does all this leave Australia? There's a president whose Twitter statements contradict each other. Who should we look to for stability?
Well, all of us in Australian politics think that the alliance with the United States is important and we stick with it. What is important is our capacity to exercise a bit of critical judgment under the architecture of the alliance. We don't have to walk around chanting that the American alliance is a cornerstone of Australian foreign policy, or the cornerstone. We've got to be talking about the other themes in Australian foreign policy, and it's Asia that is the underpinning of Australian prosperity. As Asia draws more people into its middle class, that's our market. That's the guarantee of Australian prosperity. We've got to elevate that. No one's saying pull out of the American alliance, but exercising a bit of judgment and a bit of dignified distance under the architecture of the alliance, I think would be good advice for Australia.
God bless you, Bob. It's food for thought. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Good, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.